This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the Weaponized Woman, and we are joined now by Keita Bussey.
Hey, Dale.
Are we trying to get a hold of Taryn now? Is that what we're doing? Or
I'm here now.
Oh, well, there you are. How you doing, sir? Very good to hear from you. Before I let you take off, I just want you to know that I did a video comparison of my Combat Master that you did, which is the most drop-tested gun on the planet. And I compared it to a Shadow Systems, and the Shadow Systems did so bad, I sold it today.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
What did the Shadow Systems do wrong?
It just didn't shoot as good as the Combat Master.
Yeah. Well, they kind of use that, like, Tonka Toy kind of Mattel frame and stuff like that, you know?
I was wondering why it's so lightweight. But that's okay. You can say whatever you want.
These 80% type blocks that they're making out there are these, what are they called? I don't know. They're just kind of, they're just something not they have no soul compared to building on a real block.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. And I mean,
those things, you know.
Well, I mean, but the polymer 80 didn't cost $1,000.
Yeah.
Whereas the Shadow System seems to. And if you're going to pay that much for it, why not just get a Combat Master? Anyway,
yeah.
Keita, I know. And listen, I'm just going to be standing by. Okay. Taryn, we are prepared for the worst case, and we hope we don't have to go there because you got so much good information. I just want to hear about it because I've never really gotten to hear some of this stuff is where Keita's going to take you. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Taryn, why don't you just introduce yourself briefly to start out with so people know who you are?
Okay, I'm Taryn Butler, a seven-time grandmaster. I've won a ton of competitions from IDPA to USPSA three-gun area matches, national titles in three-gun, still the only one holding the Triple Crown. I won all three divisions of limited, TAC Optics, and unlimited division. And then that kind of parlayed into Hollywood for a ton of movies, but then it really started going crazy with John Wick, and then we built the guns for the franchise, and when they saw Keanu shoot like a maniac, it led to a million other actors wanting to shoot like that. So a lot of fun stuff.
That's amazing. So you're kind of known for your shooting from the hip. It's very fast. If you've never seen it, go look up Taryn shooting a plate rack from the hip. It's amazing. So what is your draw time when you draw and shoot from the hip?
It's like in the 50s. The fastest I ever did was for an episode of Shooting USA where it was three targets from the hip at 30 feet. And I timed it because you have to time the timer like to get to start right when the beep goes. You can't like hear the beep, wait for it to end, and go. You're done. So
right.
I did three targets from the hip in 5,700ths of a second on impossible shots.
Oh my goodness!
So that
what was the time
was
to the first shot?
It was like 39 or something like that.
I was going to say that must have been like 37.
Yeah. I don't remember. We have it on the timer from the video, but it was really low. It was in the 30s, and the transitions were all in the teens, so that's how I was able to pull off a 57, so it was pretty cool.
But Taryn's index from the hip is so good. He doesn't even have to look down the sights. He just knows where it's going to hit, shooting from the hip, which is crazy. So that was one of my favorite videos of you, was when you and Bob Bogle went head-to-head doing the plate rack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did two or three of those videos. That was pretty fun.
Did you just start doing that for fun, or was that something that you saw in a movie that you wanted to emulate? Where did that come
from?
Well,
I grew up on Westerns, you know, Bonanza, the Big Valley, Gunsmoke, Shane, Pale Rye, all the fun movies, all the John Wayne stuff, Clint Eastwood stuff, and there's a lot of hip shooting with cowboys. And when I was a kid, I had a Browning Buckmark and a bunch of .22 ammo. I had a bunch of junky steel, nothing like I have now. And I would just start instinctively shooting with the .22, and it led into my, you know, into my. And then I had a shooting career in shooting. And one day I was done shooting a match, it was really good. And this friend of mine, he's like, "Hey, buddy, can you shoot that plate rack from the hip?" And I did it, and I did it in like 207, and he posted it on his little Facebook at the time, and Shooting USA saw it, and they're like, "We want you for impossible shots." And so I did like a 50-round, three-gun course, shotgun, pistol, rifle, AR-15 from the hip. I did AR-15 from the hip, El Presidente. Then I did the plate rack in 185 from the hip, but I did it faster later with the director, John Wick, in like 152 or so, and Bogle like a 150. So I realized, because back then I was using a 2011, and when I switched to a Glock for the plate rack, the Glock was faster out of the holster, because 2011 is still my favorite gun. Nothing beats it. But for just when every microsecond counts, not to have to work around the beaver tail and activating the thumb safety off, the Glock just comes out like it's just a block of wood. Boom, just flies out. You don't got to worry about beaver tails or anything like that. So I was able to get even faster times on the Glock.
Is that what led you to do the Combat Master?
Yeah, I started tricking the Glocks out for myself, and then it led to me starting a couple other companies that things didn't go well with them, whatever, so I just did my own thing. So I didn't want to, like, be a part of a company that wasn't not listening to the shooter, and a lot of stuff going on. But I have to thank those companies for seeing that the stuff I was doing for my personal guns and my friend Chris Perez, for us to win competitions and be first and second and three gun, all this stuff, we just thought, well, this is cool for us, but they saw that this is going to be good for everybody. And so we started building this into other companies, but then just, you know, I have ideas. I don't want to, like, fight with bureaucrats about what's the best way to do something, the most, you know, best, you know, whatever process to get a gun built. So, and then I'm not even following through with any of the money or anything. I'm just like, I got to go. It's a joke. So I did my own thing, and it was way more successful. It's kind of like George Costanza, do the opposite of what they do, and you'll be successful, and it worked. So,
right.
and it allowed me to just, you know, design what I want and make it the way I want. Recently, we've designed 2011s. We did some with Staccato, a.k.a. STI. It was super successful for John Wick 3. You're the first ones to know this, but we're bringing that gun back, because that 2011 5.4, when the last ones that were sold went from $4,000 was the regular price, and people reselling them on GunBroker for $15,000. So
it's
the most expensive sought after, like, modern handgun out there. And now we're bringing them back.
Nice.
So I just did a video with Joe Rogan yesterday with it, which is pretty cool.
We're getting ready to go into the first break. I just got to tell the story. The way I offered to go out and be an instructor for Taryn, and that's why I have my Combat Master. He said, or I could, I'll just give you this gun if you'll stay away. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, seven-time world champion, Taryn Butler. More to come. Right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Taryn Butler from Taryn Tactical Innovations. Taryn, what are the now I know you have a very successful Instagram presence and YouTube presence. If people want to follow you, what are those channels?
I have Taryn Tactical. It's pretty much it's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We're on Parler. We're on Truth Social. We're on everything pretty much. So it's just Taryn Tactical. Taryn Tactical Innovation.
If I don't stop in enough time for you to give out your stuff at the end of the segment, please just stop. I'll do some okay? Something like that. I'll do
okay.
So, take it away, Keita.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Taryn, you've been doing this for a long time, and you are still competing in training. What are you currently working on in your own personal training?
I don't shoot the matches like I used to. It's just overwhelming with the company and different classes I got to do. If there's something really good, I'll go to it, a big one. But it's only going to be a few a year. I have a pretty awesome team of shooters that have actually won the Nationals with our Sand Viper and our new TR-9 rifle, which is super cool. Within a few months, the gun's been designed. They already won the Nationals, which is fun.
Wow.
For me, it's a little different. It's a little different for me. It's just a different three gun and everything. Three gun is not kind of like at the level it was for a couple reasons. Maybe because two gun is just more convenient, and because ammo has doubled in price, if not tripled in price, and flights. It's just harder. Like in the good old days, you could, you know, fly for whatever, $1,000, everything included, hotel, buy ammo at Walmart, super cheap, go to a three-gun match, you know, and three-gun's a lot more work than shooting two-gun or just PCC or pistol.
Right.
You got to have three kinds of pistol ammo, or three kinds of rifle ammo, three kinds of shotgun, buckshot, birdshot, slugs. And I'm very blessed and happy that I went through the hardcore times of three gun and was able to be very successful for a long, long time with winning streaks and all that fun stuff. But like looking at people now, I don't blame them if they don't want to fly to some of these matches. Also because there was a time there where certain clubs were just bilking all the different companies and manufacturers for so much product. And they were just after them, and they gave so, and they realized like there's not a lot of return on investment. So a lot of these, there was every brand had its own three gun match. It just became like, I use a dumb analogy, like the big hair band. Like it just became like it's not Van Halen and Motley Crue anymore. Now it's Hanoi Rocks and Saigon Kick and there's so many. And when it all got wiped out, the best rock bands survived, which is like Aerosmith and Van Halen and Motley Crue, and then all these other matches went by the wayside, but they kind of hurt three gun because they upset some of the sponsors and things like that, and they built them for a lot of stuff. There's still three gun out there, still good, but you know the main ones that are the primaries, the originals, is like Superstition Mountain three gun Nationals, Fort Benning. These are like the main core, not 8,000, you know, Joe Blow three gun. We just want to get some stuff, give half of it to the shooters, and we keep a bunch of stuff, you know. So, and for the convenience of people nowadays, I don't blame them for the simplicity of getting a, you know, good, you know, pistol, a custom Glock or 2011, and a nice 9mm rifle, MPX or TR9 or whatever, and just going there with just some 9 ammo shooting and getting home your family and all that, and not putting out the expense of 77 grain Match King 223, and I need 50 grain V-Max for the hosing stuff, and I need buckshot, birdshot, like, and it's just, you know, it's still out there, three gun, I love it, but it's so much work. If you're dedicated, do it, and I love people to do it, but I don't blame them for going, oh, this is brutal, it's so expensive. So.
Yeah, it really is, and the prizes used to be way, way bigger back in the day as well, kind of dwindled off a little bit.
Yeah.
It was more worth it if you know you're going to get something big.
Yeah, they were asking for so much stuff, and they were giving. Like, when I became a company from a shooter, every 5 minutes an email, do you want to give out, you know, 10 grand worth of stuff to this the Gonzo Winslow ordinance match in South Dakota, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God. And then, like, put a little banner up, and, you know, 150 people show up, and people already know my product. I'm just preaching to the choir over here.
Right.
So I was lucky to get my stuff out there to the world. And it was cool to have Keanu on, like, Good Morning America talking about 3-Gun. Like, I was very happy that through my connections that 3-Gun became, like, a main known name, like, everywhere, you know. And then 3-Gun Nation was at its high then. It had magazines in all of the Walmart stores. It was cool. And I'm not trying to run down 3-Gun. I love it. I'm just saying it's harder for people to get into it. And now they have this option of 2-Gun where you get to run a rifle and you get to run a pistol and do more shooting than just pistol only and get to have fun out there. But I think that it'd be better if there was more quality put back into the 3-Gun matches. A lot of what happened on the East Coast and stuff is that you got guys putting on matches that didn't put any effort in. Like Superstition back in my day was incredible stages and action and just shredding through buildings and just tons of cool stuff. And then you go something like the Blue Ridge match, whatever, other matches out there, not that one, but other ones eventually sort of get to the point where it's just a bunch of junk steel on the side of a hill. So what are we doing here? Oh, you're shooting all this with a pistol. Ding, ding, ding. Then what? Go to the rifle. Then what? Shoot steel. Ding, 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 ding. Because it's cheap. They don't got to put up any paper. Papers that cost more money to replace. And what do you do with a shotgun? Oh, shoot all these little square plates that are beat to crap. You can't tell apart from the rocks in the background. Okay, donk, 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 donk. There was no variety. It's like going to a restaurant. All you have is just nothing but cheeseburgers and not even fries. Like just like. You know, it's a lot of people got involved that really screwed up a lot of stuff in the sports, but hopefully things, you know, get back online and get going and all that. And when I see a good match, I'll go back to it. It's just, I'm pretty overwhelmed lately, so.
Yeah, and I do think things will start picking up a little bit again. They already are a little bit, but as the ammo builds back in the pipeline again, I think it'll pick up a little more.
Keita, yeah. Coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break, Key, to give out your information.
You can find me at 180firearmstraining.com. If you'd like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move Economy in Motion for the Shooting Sports, email 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, and I'll send that out to you.
Taryn, you probably don't know, but if you haven't got a personalized copy of her book, when she autographs it, her little message to you will be, I like you better than Bill.
Good. No, I definitely want that book.
We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized One with Keita Bussey, her guest, Taryn Butler. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA says more people will be on the roads this 4th of July weekend despite the rising gas prices. 48 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more by car. That's an all-time record for the Independence Day holiday weekend. Fears of a recession are growing based on the latest economic numbers. GDP fell by 1.6% in the first quarter of this year. R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison. The singer had been convicted of using his entourage to recruit women and underage girls for sex. the highest profile surviving participant in a 2015 terrorist attack that killed 130 people across Paris in a single night, was sentenced to life in prison after a month-long trial that aimed to close one of the most painful chapters in France's modern history. USA Radio News. Even as crime continues to rise in California, one area is defunding the police.
A trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite public backlash and escalating crime that spiked 137% earlier in the year. The budget for the next two fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to five fewer L.A. County Sheriff's deputies on patrol. The council did approve increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says some financial relief may be on the way for those who live with diabetes. The New York Democrat saying he's going to call for a vote in the Senate on a bill that would cap the price of insulin at $35 per month instead of the hundreds of dollars that it costs now. The bill does have bipartisan support. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Taryn Butler from Taryn Tactical Innovations. Keita, take it away.
Yeah, so we talked about your competition shooting, a little bit about TTI, Taryn Tactical Innovations. Can you tell us more about your business? I remember when you first started, you basically had a trailer on the range that was just filled with a bunch of stuff that you were shipping out from online orders, and then eventually opened up basically a warehouse. Can you talk us through all that?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I converted my garage to a gunsmith and started building the guns that I use for three gun for people. And I got a patent on a base pad. So the base pad and the guns for three gun were like the foundation of everything. And then we grew to we bought a huge building during COVID. I was buying it, then COVID hit, then I backed out, then I came back to offer us a way better deal because, like, no one's going to be in buildings anymore. We're all going to go on computers. So I was able to get I actually bought all three buildings and the whole lot so I could just have everything, not worry about some neighbor inside the building. Like, oh, they're a gun company. I don't like them anymore. So it's been going well. It's allowed us to offer more models, more guns. And recently, the two guns that we released recently, the Sand Viper, is blowing up like we can't even believe. It's taken our company to another level. It's maybe the colors we pick, but also just the gun itself is just awesome. And to be able to win the Nationals within a few weeks of its conception It was pretty cool, and it just shoots crazy flat, and people just go bonkers over it, and we're really happy with it. So,
things are going good. Oh, go ahead.
Just Terran Tactical, like our website, just put in TerranTacticalInnovations.com when we pop up, or our Instagram, or whatever, Facebook. We're everywhere, and we'll reach out, out to you if you want to get something. And we always offer great discounts for law enforcement, military, and as far as Arrow was doing our John Wick 2 AR, the ones shot away in the catacombs with. So they make great stuff. They built a lower for us.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and just it's grown. It's just growing like crazy. We do a lot of stuff with SIG, and we work with them on a lot of things. And it's just gone well. We have like great shooters out there winning competitions still, and just a lot of fun movie stuff. And just training whoever we want, friends or whoever. I set up days that are just whatever I want to do.
So not everybody knows this, but you do some pretty good movie star impressions. I especially remember your Sylvester Stallone was quite good. Can you pull one of those out for us, or two of them?
All right.
Putting you on the spot.
Yo, what I want's what they want. You're the guy. I want to get a Sand Viper. I want a black one this time, You get out of here. You get the gun away. You get the Glock. It's too good of a deal. It's reliable. You've been missing the video. Oh, the 2011 is reliable, too. It doesn't matter. I got a 1911 in,
Sandoval 3.
Shut it down. You're driving me crazy over there. Get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Good job.
We got a little bit of
armor. You got Stallone and the Gov.
Yeah. And then, I remember the story, like, John Wayne was offered Dirty Harry, and he didn't do it because it was R-rated. It had action, nudity, violence, blood. But I know he was bummed because it was such a huge hit. It was such a starter for Clint Eastwood, who knew it was going to be the guy to carry his torch eventually. So I think he made McHugh and Brannigan, and I think when he made McHugh, he's like, look, he's got the most powerful handgun in the world. What can I get? What else is out there? How about the MAC-10? What does that do? 32 rounds in the second half. Let's do that then. So it was kind of cool because I watched it recently. In that movie, if you ever watch it, which is obviously super old, 1974, he really shoots a live MAC-10 at that drum full of water, that trash can. Because
there's
no way they could plan those squibs like that. It was perfect. And then he has got a little Browning high power. And what's funny is, I think John Wayne loved the sound of the .44 Magnum. So every movie he did after that, like he did a Western called Cahill U.S. Marshal, and he's shooting George Kennedy with a .45 Colt, and it's got that sound.
Oh, yeah.
Big old giant bloody squibs flying everywhere out of the guy's stomach. In the old days, John Wayne shoot a guy, never a bullet hole or nothing, so white T-shirt, he's dead. Where'd the bullet go in his ear, But then after he saw Dirty Harry, he's like, I want to have big bullet holes and that power sound. But they make a big mistake in the queue where he shoots the guy like a 100-yard shot with a Colt Python and this guy running. It's pretty cool. And it's got that sound, which is cool because 357 Magnum is powerful. Then later he's got some stupid little stub-nose 38 in this shootout in the hospital. And he shoots the 38 and it goes, I'm like, wait a minute. Is the sound coming out of his giant hands? And actually that happened in Dirty Harry. In one scene in Magnum Force, Dirty Harry, he goes on the plane to stop these hijackers. He doesn't have his .44 Magnum, but he knocks a guy out, takes his piece of crap 38 4-inch, and shoots the guy through the wall, and he falls out like a dork. But when he shot him, it was, again, like, what does that mean? Is he also holds a gun, it just that sound comes out of his hand. It's kind of funny.
Oh, my goodness.
They did get the part right with the patrolman, though. Their 357 Magnum sound absolutely anemic compared to the .44.
Totally. Yeah, it was cool sound. And then they reproduced that sound on Miami Vice. So if you watch Crockett.
Right? Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah.
They had that sound. It was pretty cool.
It was whatever Crockett was shooting. Was it the 10mm or the .45? Because he carried a, started out with a SIG, then he went to the Bren, then he went to the .45-06. Same sound.
Yeah. I didn't care for the Smith & Wesson, but it kind of looked like the Bren 10 from a distance to anybody that doesn't know guns. I love the Bren 10. That was freaking awesome that he had that. And I was lucky enough to work on the remake. That's how I kind of got into Hollywood. Also, is that a friend of mine, Chris Perez, who's my best friend in shooting and came in second at Nationals, great innovator with me on ideas and stuff. He's like, "Hey, do you want to watch Tom Cruise train for a movie called Collateral?" I'm like, "Yeah." And I drove down to the Wayside Sheriff's Department, like 2004 or whatever, it's a long time ago. And I used to shoot train 3-gun there at the Wayside Sheriff's Department a couple times for like the really long shot to get ready for 3-gun Nationals. And there was Mick Gould there training Tom Cruise, and then I was able to meet Michael Mann and get brought in to help with two movies he did before his career kind of stopped, was Miami Vice and then also Public Enemies. And on Miami Vice, I helped design the pistols. So that was pretty fun, but then it's a massive letdown in the fact that I designed this bitch, and I have some funny videos out there with James Reeves, but it's a cool Infinity with a compensator and hybrid rib top, and it's all this cool stuff. Trying to like beat the Bren 10, badass gun, Colin Farrell training with it, all this stuff. Then I go to Oregon for 3-gun Nationals, and having like the worst first day in history. Then I go to the movies that night to watch the movie. I'm like, all my friends are there, Mark Hanish, and even back then Matt Burkell, these crazy people. And I watch the movie, like, "Oh my God, Jared, are you going to see a cool gun? Your gun's in the movie. We talked about so much." The movie ends, like, there's no handgun. There's nothing. We cut it all out. And, like, Michael Mann was, like, every other day, like, "I want the French side at 110,000, not 105. Change it. Send it back to Texas," over and over again. We did all these guns, all this stuff, and it's just nothing. All they had was a SIG 550 SP or whatever and a Benelli. And I get out of the theater, and I call the producer, like, "Dude, what the hell? What's going on with this movie? Like, where's the guns?" "Oh, shut up. They cut out the whole boat scene that cost $10 million. What are you worried about, your silly,
I had to let that roll go because we were. That was a stupendous story. We'll be right back. This is the Weaponized Woman with the Key to Bus. Your guest is Taryn Butler from Taryn Tactical Innovations. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey. It's the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. And her guest is Taryn Butler from Taryn Tactical Innovations. I must say, I knew that you could handle crazy media, Taryn. I knew it. You're just proving it to me. Just proving it to me.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean. We'll talk about that later. Anyway.
I will say, when I get caught up in telling a story, and I'm on the range a lot, I do tend to want to throw some expletives in there just because it's a better story, and it's really hard sometimes to hold back.
It's a gun culture. It's the gun culture.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I think intelligent people use those kind of words to emphasize points.
Yep.
But you didn't do that, so well done.
Okay, so anyway, well, I might have.
No, you did not. You did not at all.
I'm trying to be myself as I'm trying to be Michael Landon right now.
You're trying to what?
It's so hard.
Be Michael Landon, yeah, Little House on the Prairie, Bonanza.
But I mean, when you're telling a story, I mean, this is the thing. It's not so much that I disapprove of it, because in private, I do that quite a lot. We just have to watch out for the FCC here, and it's no big deal. The stuff, but everything has been way beyond acceptable. And I was going to say that was a really good Stallone impression,
right? So you talked to us about sort of transitioning into Hollywood a little bit. Can you tell us more about what you've done as far as movies and how you work on training the Hollywood stars to look more realistic in their gun handling and things like that? And maybe a list of some of the people you can think of that you've worked with.
I worked with Michael B. Jordan for two movies. Tatiana and I helped a lot on the new John Wick 4 coming out. We've done I don't even know where to start. So many, the Charlize Theron, The Old Guard, Tenet, Without Remorse, a bunch of new ones recently, a TV show with Al Pacino called Hunters. And Tatiana has become a great right hand and really helping me with all the classes and all the fun stuff. And also she's been winning matches and great stuff. And even got on Bosch Legacy, which is pretty cool. And we got to train the whole cast of Bosch Legacy, which is Titus Welliver, and these wonderful people and super fun. She got to be the primary assassin. And just it's been really fun. You meet these people. Like just yesterday we had, if you ever watch Seinfeld, go back far enough, there's the Jackie Childs character that's Kramer's attorney. You know, that's egregious. Is there even a bomb in? The bomb on? And he's so funny in person, shooting so good, and having him out yesterday doing a bunch of those lines from Seinfeld on that range. You know, it was super, you're a Glock, you're a Sean Glock. And it was just hilarious. And it's just fun moments and fun times together, you know. And Keita got to come out, and that was super fun. And she's so technical and talented at shooting. It's great to, like, listen to what she has to say to people and how she trains. And I've been around a lot of trainers over the years and listen to what they do and just try to Jeet Kune Do from that what I think would work, like with guys like Ron Avery and Mike Boyd and other people and their styles and things like that. So, yeah, and just it's been great. Just a lot of Kevin Hart, just his movie just came out last week. We did two movies with him, which is Man from Toronto and Borderlands. A lot more action for Borderlands. And he was so dedicated and wanted to just be as best as he could and did really good. I mean, some of the actors don't get the time in. So, like, when their videos go up, they're like, he's no John Wick. He's not Keanu's better. Okay, but it's next level when it comes to the John Wick franchise because they're putting in months. And Keanu has been with me now for 7 years or so, and it's just something he maintains. So he's going to have that massive advantage on everybody. And plus the director himself, who's this amazing fighter, turned director, second unit director to a major Hollywood director, is like the most well-rounded guy with fighting, weapons, knife-throwing, axes, everything, Chad Stahelski. He's awesome. And he made me train him with so much stuff that it was a lot different than in the past, like a regular movie. Like, you get a week here and just make sure they don't have a dumb cup and saucer or a super dorky reload or
right.
whatever. And he's like, what can we do with a shotgun that's different than John Wick 2? Well, let's go from regular loading to quad loading. What's quad loading? I show it to him. Oh, my God. It's crazy. So we did quad loading it. And I'm like, do you think the audience will like that? He's like, well, he knows that when something really different happens, people will watch it over and over again. Like, what is he doing? How mm-hmm. does he flips the shotgun over. He drops one in the chamber, throws another one, flips it. And I'm like, what is he doing? So people don't even know guns at all. Like, what was that match saber
right.
thing? Did the gun jam? What is he doing? So he's smart
and
enough.
And he's actually doing it. Not,
yeah, and he also learned, they all learned how to do it. Like, Chad and Keanu can all do it. And they always have this slogan, like, to make Wick better, let's just make Keanu better. We don't got to cheat anything and speed everything up too crazy or you know, we don't do these horrible
yeah.
action sequences like in Jason Bourne or some of the Batman, which was just the camera's 1 inch away and it's all shaking like crazy and 10,000 edits. And, you know, Jason Bourne sitting on the bench with two guards and they take out 75 frames. He's suddenly punching people. Oh, my God, he's so fast. Well, yeah, he's fast. It cut out 40 frames. Yeah, he's going to be fast. So, like, you know, people got kind of, like, you know, the audience is not stupid. And some filmmakers mm-hmm. in the past like to assume the audience is morons. And John Wick, again, was like what I said earlier about how Three Gun got cleansed when Two Gun came along. It was kind of like when grunge kind of, like, changed everything. And the same thing also when John Wick came on, was a game changer in the fact that they
oh, yeah.
backed the camera up. They showed him really doing everything. It wasn't just shaky cam and crazy edits and just monkey dusting everything to pieces where you don't even know what's going on. Go back and watch, like, the Jason Bourne movies. Not that I like some of them. They're pretty good. But or watch even Batman's fight scenes and the ones with Christian Bale. It's just
mm-hmm.
elbows and armpits everywhere. I don't know who's hitting what. Suddenly he's flying across the room. Suddenly he's knocked out. He's on the ground. He's up in the air. He's got glass in his hand. Came out of nowhere. It's like, what is going on? It's really fast, but it's like an illusion that's so ridiculous,
right.
You don't even know what's happening. And that's what John Wick did. So everybody, and also when Keanu's video came out, I had no idea it was going to go viral at all. Like, the director and everybody's like, and J.J. Perry, who was also a stunt coordinator back then, now he's a major movie director. We just did Jamie Foxx, who actually shoots really good too. Great guy. A movie called Day Shift coming out in a few weeks. And, J.J. Perry, he wanted to film everything so we could see the progress of Keanu and everything like that. And one day, I had like a 50 second video and he's like, I said, hey, can we post this? He's like, why not? What's it going to do? Just to kind of promote the movie a little bit and put it out there. And first day, it's 1 million views. I never had anything like 1 million views of anything before, back on Facebook and YouTube. And it's at 10 million views. We're like, what the heck? And Entertainment Tonight's calling and Access Hollywood and TMZ. I didn't take any calls because I didn't monetize it. I wasn't there to make money off the movie like that. We put it out and it just went viral. And then it went crazy. And later when I was working on part three, I told Hallie, she was super sweet. That was one of the most wonderful experiences to have her and Keanu there at the range the same day. It was super surreal. And she was like, I don't know. I can't do a video like Keanu. It's never going to be a hit. Nothing's going to beat his first video. And I didn't think anything would either because it was the first. It was the biggest. It was 10 million views. And then down the road, her video is at 10 million views, matched it. And then another video with them is at 45 million.
Hey, guys, we are running out of time. Ah. We can pick this up another time. That's,
man.
These hours go fast when it's entertaining. Taryn, thanks very much for joining me today. And Tita, thank you.
Thanks, Taryn. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, guys. Come out sometime. We'll have some fun.
Outstanding. Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.